Bob, we are going to play...
Morgan, can we turn that music up? There we go.
The Super Bowl Family Feud.
Oh, yeah.
Get it? That's why the music is playing.
So we can determine who's going to win Super Bowl 46. Now, I've been doing this for a long time, Bob and Dan.
Yes.
And every time I do a game show, it accurately determines who wins the Super Bowl.
It does?
All the way back to Joe Namath.
I did
a game show. No one thought the Jets would beat the Colts. They did, and I've been right ever since. I just skipped the first two because I was just trying to figure everything out. But with my experience with the Family Feud this past weekend, I thought we would play the Family Feud and get you guys to participate. So you guys are going to help determine who wins Super Bowl 46.
All right.
Now, Bob, since you grew up in Wisconsin and you love Green Bay, you will represent the NFC. Dan... Okay. You Cleveland Brown lover, you're going to represent the AFC, so you have the Patriots.
That's what I'm all about.
Bob, you have the Giants. Now, what we're going to do to make this totally random, you guys are going to pick the two players you're going to play with. I have a list of players I talked to at Media Day. We played the feud. You're going to pick who you roll with, okay? Dan, you have one unique situation. You have the first wave. You can have either Shane Vereen and Matt Copa. They played together. One did the first round, one did the second round.
Shane Vereen and who?
Matt Copa. Shane Vereen is a running back. He's a rookie from California.
Copa Cabana.
Matt Copa is a tackle in his third year from Stanford. You can pick Ryan Wendell. He's a center, fourth year from Fresno State. You can pick Gary Guyton. He's an inside linebacker from Georgia Tech in his fifth year. Marcus
Sounds white.
Smart school.
Marcus
Smart school.
Cannon. He's not. Marcus Cannon is a rookie tackle from TCU.
Yes,
sounds
he is.
Black.
And Dane Fletcher is a third-year linebacker from Montana State. You have your choice of you could pick two of those to play with. Now, you don't know
I'm
if
very confused now. You just rolled off seven names.
I'm sorry.
You got to get Big Marcus in there, right?
You can go Ryan Wendell, Gary Guyton, Marcus Cannon.
Yeah, give me the TCU guy, although I talked to him and I don't really.
He seems sharp.
All right.
So you want Marcus Cannon, and you can have Dane Fletcher.
Read colleges, just quickly.
Montana State, Georgia Tech.
No.
You can go to the combo of Cal and Stanford.
Cal.
Ooh.
Cal.
Oh, but I have to have a combo, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they both one did one round, one did the second round.
But then I can't get the TCU guy?
Yeah, you have the TCU guy. He's
Cal
a lot.
Stanford.
You
All right, give
more.
Me the combo.
The combo. Okay.
Yeah, Stanford. Yeah. You kidding?
TCU and
you gotta be the
combo.
Smartest
okay.
guy ever.
He picked Combo from Breaking Bad, who doesn't appear to be that smart.
Bob, you can go Dan DePalma. He's a wide receiver from Westchester University.
That sounds really white.
Christian Hopkins, who's a second year player from Toledo.
Bob,
a tight
Christian.
End.
You like Christian.
Yeah.
Selvish Capers.
Get it?
From West Virginia. He's a tackle in his second year.
Nah.
They use rope for
Justin
belts.
Justin Trateau, who's a rookie defensive end from Florida.
Football. Go get football.
Dwayne Hendricks, a second-year defensive tackle from the U.
That sounds
like
a black guy.
A couple
guy.
Of football factors.
Dwayne. Well, I feel like people that went to Westchester are extra sharp.
Yep.
So you want Dan DePalma from Westchester University?
And he runs precise routes.
Okay.
and I also have been told that
the
offensive line, I don't know.
Yeah, he is.
Five flat
40. Yes. And then I've always been told offensive linemen are the smartest guys on the field.
So you want Selvish Capers, the tackle from West Virginia?
Yes.
All right. These
no
are
one from
players.
West Virginia is the smartest guy
he
in any field.
He doesn't wear shoes.
Well, it's all relative.
Even if they're all West Virginian players.
It's all relative, Dan.
All right, Dan. We will start with you.
So what are we doing?
I'm going to ask
like the final
you,
round?
Yes.
The final,
I'm going to ask you the fast money questions.
All right.
Now, you guys... going to be the total point, so any answers that they gave as a total, you're going to have to try again, okay? I have the answers in front of me right here.
So you claim that this decides the Super Bowl.
Every single
All
time.
Right. Well,
every single
it.
Time. All right, Dan, you ready to go with
sure.
the Super Bowl Family Feud?
Yeah.
Why is he talking like that?
All right.
Let's
ask the questions, Dan. You have like 2 minutes to answer all these questions because I'm not going to time
it. Like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't
all
care.
Right.
Who cares? I'll make up the rules. Okay, you ready, Dan?
Which, if you watch the early Family Feuds, Richard Dawson will also throw the...
especially if it's a long question. He stumbles over
wind,
a question.
He
That's
will
right.
tell it doesn't matter about the rules.
That's right. Okay, Tom, you're going to write down these answers?
Right, Donovan.
All right, here we go, Dan. Name something that malfunctions when you need it the most.
Condom.
Name a movie nearly everyone has seen.
Star Wars.
Name a food you take into the bedroom when it's go time.
When it's goat, like I'm about to have
yeah,
love.
Yeah, when it's go time,
and
yes.
I bring a food in, like
when it's goat time.
Name a food when you take it to the bedroom when it's go time.
I don't, but whipped cream.
Try again.
Oh. Chocolate syrup.
Name something that gets into your eyes and stings them.
Like, can you imagine if I brought... Let me just pause. So, Bob,
I don't
bring
think
chocolate
a...
syrup into the bedroom. You're like, hey, honey. Lay down.
You
know I got a bit. I got a thing we're going to try.
Yeah, I think that's more in the movies.
All right. Sorry, go.
Name
what?
Something that gets into your eyes and stings them.
Smoke.
Name the time most people wake up in the morning.
11 a.m.
All right. Here's the second set of questions for you, Dan. You ready? Name a disease to which there's no cure.
I was going to say AIDS.
Try again.
Seriously, magic is proof that you can be cured of that.
Hi,
no
Dan.
Cure from sickle cell anemia.
Name something people put on toast.
Butter.
Try again.
Jelly.
Name a holiday when people get
or
drunk.
Or Bob. Well, never mind.
No.
What's that holiday?
Name a holiday when people get drunk.
St. Patrick's Day.
Try again.
New Year's Eve.
Tell me something that's hard.
Come on.
Let's say metal.
Name a kind of building that has many beds in it.
A hotel. Try.
Try again.
I knew you were going to say that. Dormitory.
All right, Bob. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here we go, Bob.
Does he get the same ones?
No. He gets different ones.
Oh, okay.
Selfish Capers and Dan DePalma, Bob. You're playing with for the Super Bowl Family Feud.
Why are you yelling?
Yeah. Why is he keeping?
All right. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Name something padded.
A mattress.
Try again.
A cell.
Tampon.
Name something that you are born with that can be removed and you still live.
Tonsils.
Why a person might use the stairs
foreskin
instead of the elevator.
I'm sorry.
Name why a person might use the stairs instead of the elevator.
Claustrophobic.
Name something people think happens to them after they die.
Go to heaven.
Try again.
Go to hell.
Name a time when you have
Mark.
Name a time when you have to have your picture taken.
Driver's license.
All right. Second round. Name something on your body that you have one of.
Heart.
Name a place you visit where you aren't allowed to touch anything.
Museum.
Try again.
Grandma's house.
Try again. Damn.
I don't know.
Our studio. You're not allowed to do anything in there?
A place you go where you're not allowed to touch anything.
Playboy Club.
Oh, okay. Yeah, strip club probably.
Name something that often gets tied up. You're
what?
Helping out.
I know.
What's that?
Name something that often gets tied up.
Tubes.
He's really distracting you, Richard.
Oh.
Hockey game.
Name what? Something a customer might do to annoy a waitress.
Order off the menu.
Name a body part that begins with...
Don't look at me.
Name a body part that begins with the letter T.
Toes.
Try again.
Why are you laughing? You know, see, it's his mind.
Such
his
a
mind,
dirty
mind is a sick, demented place that I do not want to be.
Tibia.
Tibia. All right. Ding, ding, ding. That's it. That's it for the first round of the Super Bowl Family Feud. Now, when we return, we will hear from the players that you picked to play with and see who will win Super Bowl 46.
It is 1:17, Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, live from Indianapolis, Super Bowl 46, where, lucky for you, we have Dan Eats Yogurt Cam up and flying. And we are determining the winner of Super Bowl 46 right now in our scientific way.
That's right.
that we like to call Super Bowl Family Feud.
No, you don't call it that.
Oh,
you call it the Super Bowl Family Feud.
All right.
Right. So we've asked the questions now. After we fade the music, we will hear from the players involved. Now, Dan, we're going to start with you. You're representing the AFC, the New England Patriots, and you selected as your first round pick Marcus Cannon.
The great.
The rookie tackle from TCU.
But he's went to TCU, so.
So now let's hear the first.
And he's a very big man.
He does have a story to tell.
What's that?
Well, his story to tell was he was a top first day pick, whether it be in the first round or early second, we don't really know. And then cancer hit. And he slid.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
He slid drastically in the draft from, I think, the second round into maybe the fifth. And the Patriots took him, and then he is allegedly healed, and now the Patriots
have
a real nice.
What kind of cancer do you have going?
I don't think it was Hodgkin's, but it was one of those cancers that if treated early, you're going to be okay. But of course, on draft day, no one wants to invest their future in a guy.
Except the greatness of Belichick.
Yeah, well, and he got him on great value, as they say.
All right, well, let's listen to his first round of answers for the Super Bowl Family Feud to see who's going to win Super Bowl 46. Marcus, talk to me.
Name something that malfunctions when you need it the most.
Toilet.
Name a movie nearly everyone has seen.
Free Willy.
What?
Name a food you take into the bedroom when it's go time.
What?
Go time. Yeah, go time. I don't have a food for
that. See, no one gets that, Donovan.
Name something that gets you in your eyes and stings them.
Lemon juice.
Name the time most people wake up in the morning.
8 o'clock.
All right, that's the first round for Marcus Cannon.
Now, how do we score this? How do we know?
You don't worry about that.
Oh.
I have you. Now, in the first round,
I don't know what that means.
Marcus Cannon said, name something that malfunctions on you. When you
toilet.
He says toilet, and that's not in the top answers. What did Dan say?
Condom.
Condom, that's number five, Dan, so you
all
get
right.
points for that.
Sweet.
All right. The second one, he said, name a movie nearly everyone has seen.
Yeah?
Dan, you said?
Star Wars. And that's got to be number one. Oh, you're giving the quiz?
Are you trying to take my job?
Where are the 100 people surveyed?
I feel like Donovan.
You don't worry about that.
I walked around
Avon.
I feel like he's making it up as he goes.
Of course he is.
I walked around Avon, Indiana, and asked 100 people.
No.
I did, especially those two guys at the bar last night. And Star Wars is the number one answer, man.
Oh, all right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good.
Free Willy is just not up there.
No,
that's
I wouldn't
just
expect
dumb.
That to be.
All right, the next question was, name a food you take into the bedroom when it's go time. Marcus said he didn't have an answer for that. You said chocolate syrup. That's three, Dan.
Wow.
And four, name something that gets into your eyes and stings them. What did you say? What did Dan say?
He said smoke.
Smoke is the number two answer, Dan. He said lemon juice, and that's not on here.
Oh, when the it time, should be. I thought that was a great answer.
Every day
time
I get
most
lemon
people
juice
wake up
house.
In the morning, Dan, you said 11 o'clock. That's
which is
just
ridiculous.
Dumb.
Why?
And not on there. Marcus said 8 a.m.
I woke up at 11 every day this week.
And that, well, you're the dummy, and that's the number three answer. Now, you chose as a partner also.
The Stanford guy.
The Shane Vereen, right?
Okay.
He's got to be white,
Shane
right?
Shane Vereen, he did. You picked the combo platter. So Shane Vereen did the first part, and he's the rookie from
is
California. No. So let's listen to him.
Name something that malfunctions when you need it the most.
Computer.
Name a movie nearly everyone has seen.
Ace Ventura.
Name a food you take into the bedroom when it's go time.
A sandwich.
Name something that gets into your eyes and stings them.
Flies.
Name the time what? Most people wake up in the morning.
8 o'clock.
He didn't do
a fly stings your eyes?
He didn't do too well. He didn't do too well in there, Bob. So I'm going to calculate the scores. Now let's get to Bob's.
How many brothers are named Shane? Is that a rare name in the...
I thought I had a Stanford guy. No?
You do. He did the second round. Stanford guy did the second round.
Shane Battier is sort of...
So, Bob, let's start with Selvish. Selvish Capers, you picked the defensive tackle.
White Selvish?
Offensive tackle from...
How many white Selvishes are there?
I would guess.
Like, how many Selvishes in the world are there? One?
How do you spell that?
S-E-L-V-I-S-H. H.
Wow. Okay.
Selfish.
Okay.
All right, you ready to hear him?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
I got this. You ready?
Let's go.
Let's do this. Name something padded.
Soda pads.
What?
Name something that you soda are born pads with that can be removed and you live.
A mole.
Huh?
A mole?
Okay. Why a person might use the stairs instead of the elevator?
Exercise.
Name something people think happens to them after they die.
Oh, man. They don't know what happens to them after they die. I don't know. That's a good one.
Name a time when you have to have your picture taken.
School.
That's pretty pretty wide ranging there. School.
You guys advised me.
Somewhere between kindergarten and
school.
Yes,
you
gotta, I have to have my
you gotta take your
then
picture taken. Okay, give me Bob's answer for name something that's padded.
A cell.
Now you took the. Is that an offensive lineman that you said is the smartest guy in the
from
field?
From West Virginia.
Yeah.
He said shoulder pads. Now, on the survey, it says football uniform. Do we give him
football
uniform
pads,
for shoulder
sure
pads? All right.
Right.
Well, then he has the number four answer on here, Bob.
So
he
Bob
said cell. That's the number
two
answer.
And you just said yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Padded cell.
Now, name something that you are born with that can be removed and you live. Now, Selvish said a mole. That's not on there. Now, what did Bob say, Tom?
Foreskin.
Bob said, no, tonsils.
That's the number two answer. Why a person might use the stairs instead of the elevator.
What's the number one answer there?
Appendix. Hmm. That's what they say in Avon, dude.
No, that's fair.
I'm telling you.
That's fair.
That's what they say in Avon.
Yeah, I surveyed 100 people.
All right.
Name a why a person might use the stairs instead of the elevator. Bob said.
Claustrophobic.
That's the number four answer. Selvish said exercise, and that's number one. Name something people think happens to them after they die. Bob said go to hell. That's number two.
No, I didn't.
You did say go to hell.
Oh, okay.
And Selvish said they don't know, which is ridiculous.
Well, that's the point of the question.
Name a time
people think
when you have to have your picture taken, Bob. Driver's license,
driver's
you
license
said?
Is what I said.
That's number one, son.
Of course.
Congratulations.
What about lineup, police lineup?
That's number four. Oh,
okay.
Mugshot. See? Now you think. Now? Do you believe I walked around and asked the people from Avon?
No, that doesn't
this question
me of anything, no.
And?
Nope.
What did Selvish say?
School pick.
He said school. He just
ID
said school, which makes no damn sense.
School ID?
No, that's
your
not
book
right. You have to be specific. People in Avon
yeah,
are specific.
School, yearbook, there's a million things.
Right,
you could
right, and I don't appreciate the way he
bathroom
said
sex
something like that.
What does appreciate mean?
What?
Okay.
All right, so now let's listen to who was the second player Bob picked? Dan DePalma, the white guy. What did he say about all this?
Name something padded.
A bed.
Name something that you are born with that can be removed and you live.
Umbilical cord.
Why a person might use the stairs instead of the elevator?
Superstitious.
Name something people think happens to them after they die.
Go to heaven.
Name a time when you have to have your picture taken.
Wedding.
He got a couple of answers on here. Go to heaven, that's the number one for that. And wedding is number three for the picture. But other than that, he didn't get anything else.
What about that that old superstition on taking the stairs instead of the elevator? You know?
Right, because everyone's superstitious. All right, let's go to the second one. Bob, you chose.
That was the worst player ever.
It wasn't great.
But he's the white guy, right? He went to Westchester.
I didn't
so
pick him because
good
I thought white guys may be better in test taking.
Oh, really?
I think some tests are culturally biased against
and
white people.
And this one clearly is.
Let's go to the second round, shall we?
Uh-huh.
Bob, we're going to start with you. We're going to end with Dan. Okay?
Okay.
You're all in the
I'm
middle.
I'm comfortable with this.
So the second set of questions, let's go to Selvish to see what he did, how he helped you in the second round, okay?
Okay.
Name something on your body that you have one of.
Birthmark.
Name a place you visit where you aren't allowed to touch anything.
My grandmother's house.
Name something that often gets tied up.
A tie.
Name something a customer might do to annoy a waitress.
Curse her out.
Name a body part that begins with the letter T.
Toe.
This is where our wheels come off.
You think so?
This is where the Giants Super Bowl plans hit a detour.
All right. Here we go. Name something on your body you have one of. What did Bob say?
Heart.
Wiener.
I said heart.
Heart, that's not on the list. What did
that?
That's not on
that's
there.
A ridiculous list.
Well, you need to ask the people of Avon.
They have no heart.
Selvish said.
Your games are frustrating.
Yeah, why are they frustrated? I don't understand. Selvish
because
said,
heart is the most imperative piece of the body. Without a heart, it's not going to work out for you.
Selvish said a birthmark, that's not on their eye. The name of place.
So what was? What did the people of Avon say?
The people of Avon said a head.
A head.
You have one head, right?
It sounds like a medical school town.
Genital.
A head.
Yeah.
Genital?
Back, neck, liver.
So they would say genital over heart.
Right. You have one of those, right?
And they say head over brain.
You have two?
The term is plural. It's not genital.
Yeah, because you got a bunch of stuff down there.
Talk to the people of Avon. Don't talk to me. Okay, what did Bob say for the second? Name a place you visit where you aren't allowed to touch anything.
Oh, Bob's favorite place in all the world. Strip clubs.
Strip club is number three, Bob.
Oh, good.
And Selvish said your grandmama's house, and grandmama's house is not on the list. Name something that often gets tied up. Bob, you said?
A hockey game.
Which is ridiculous because there's a shootout now.
Right.
Right. And there's no ties. So that's right.
But what caused shootouts?
And he said
tie,
and that's not on the list. Name something the customer might do to annoy a waitress. What did Bob say?
He
orders the menu like Dan.
That
every
is
meal.
Not on the list. Curse out is not on the list. Either.
What is on this particular list?
Do you want to see it?
Slap
send food
behind?
Back?
Send food back is number one. Not tip is number two. Snap fingers. Spill drinks.
Snap fingers.
Come here.
Fart in your face.
Come here. And name a body part that begins with the letter T. He said toe. That's number one. Bob, what did you say?
Number one?
Tibia.
Tibia is just not on the list, man. Those Giants are falling apart. All right, let's listen to your Stanford guy. He did part two.
This is the smartest guy in the league.
His name is Matt Copa. Check it out, homie.
White? Let's,
yeah. Gotta yeah.
Play, right?
Let's go, Matt.
Stanford.
Name a disease to which there is no cure.
AIDS, HIV.
Name something people put on toast.
Butter.
Name a holiday when people get drunk.
St. Patty's Day.
Tell me something that's hard.
Engineering test.
Name a kind of building that has many beds in it.
Many beds?
Yeah.
A hotel.
Boy, he did really well.
Those are pretty easy questions, too, yeah.
He did pretty well. Now, Dan, what did Dan say for the...
I said many of the same things, but then you haven't changed them.
Name a disease to which there is no cure.
I'm very offended. Dan said sickle cell, not diabetes.
Dan said sickle cell, that's not, but he said HIV, and that's number one.
Is there a cure for sickle cell?
Name something people put on toast. Dan, you said...
Why won't he answer?
He said jelly.
He does.
I said... What did I say?
He said jelly.
That's number two. Butter's number one, and that's what he said. Name a holiday when people get drunk. Dan...
New Year's Eve.
I went with New Year's, I think.
That's number two. He said St. Patrick's Day. That's number one.
So
tell
I'm
me
clearly going to win this game.
Tell me something that's hard. What did Dan say?
Dan said metal.
Metal, that's on the list. That is number one.
I should have said Donovan's junk.
He said
we're on
engineering
day four.
Wait a minute. Metal is number one.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said engineering test, and that's not on the list.
Let me wave to the webcam here.
A building that has many beds in it. Hotel is number two. Dan, what did you say?
Dorm,
that's number four. I don't even need to add up.
No.
Dan and the Patriots clearly dominated this game. So, therefore, the New England Patriots will win Super Bowl 46. It's not even close. Mark it down. It's going to happen.
I don't know.
Patriots over the Giants because of this scientific test. Bam. There you go. Thank you for playing Super Bowl Family Feud.
Hold on. Plug it in. Plug it in.
Go, go. Thank you with your host, Steve Harvey. And me, Steve Harvey.
Wow.
Thank you. Why is everyone standing over here? Who's over here?
Us. Our awesome game.
Killer.
The webcam is trained on George Dunham.
All right, it's 1:32. It's